Good morning, listeners. This week, we will continue with the series Embracing Revival, Serving Christ with Excellence by looking at the topic Effective and Fervent Prayer Accomplishes Much. We began unpacking the prayer of Nehemiah when he heard of the distress, desolation, and despair of the people in Jerusalem from his brother who had visited and seen it firsthand. We saw that compassion was at the heart of the passionate prayer that he prayed. Compassion is an attribute of God. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. The ancient concept was that the bowels was the seat of love and pity. So the Bible speaks of bowels of compassion. But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? 1 John 3, verse 17, KJV. And Strong's Bible Concordance defines compassion as having the bowels that yearn, that is, feeling sympathy enough to pity. This is really empathy, putting oneself in another person's position to the extent that we feel what they feel and are moved by what hurts them. When prayers are no longer mouthing the proper words and sentences, but are driven by intense feelings such as those that seize Nehemiah, they will touch the heart of our compassionate Lord, who is himself touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews 4, verse 15. All the great revivals of church history, starting with that which began on the day of Pentecost, have been marked by sincere and fervent prayer. This underscores the truth of our topic this morning. Effective and fervent prayer accomplishes much. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. Nehemiah 1:5-6. In verse 5, Nehemiah acknowledges as great and awesome the God that we serve. He is incomparable, awe-inspiring, almighty. Then he goes on to tell God about his character. After 70 years of captivity in Babylon, God kept his promise to restore his people to the promised land. The promise appeared to be failing, and Nehemiah appealed to God's character and covenant as the basis by which he must intervene and accomplish his pledges to his people. Both Ezra and Nehemiah and Daniel, coming after him, use the pattern we see here in their prayers. Nehemiah's prayer represents one of the scripture's most moving confessions and intercessions before God. Appealing to God's character is to remind him of his faithfulness in keeping his word. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Psalm 138, verse 2. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath. Isaiah 45, verse 23. Another key feature of God's character is immutability. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Malachi 3, verse 6. The writer of Hebrews reiterates it this way, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Hebrews 6 verse 18. And Paul echoes it this way. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus 1 verse 2. The foremost and fundamental feature of effective prayer then is knowing God's character. He is immutable, unchanging. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2 verse 13. He remains God. He is not a fickle, vacillating deity who frequently gets into a bad mood. He is of great mercy and compassion. His great mercy and compassion does not fail. He gives his word. He keeps his word. He's a covenant-keeping God. That speaks to integrity, absolute, unassailable honesty and uprightness. To pray effectively, as Nehemiah did, it is necessary to know this God of whom we speak. Daniel stated, "The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." Daniel 11:32. Nehemiah knew God's history with his covenant people, as we will see as we explore further in this seminal prayer of his. Knowing God's word and God's promises provide a solid basis for praying effectively. Invoking his words call forth his covenant response. This is, of course, conditional, because there is a part that we must play. Nowhere is this more clearly emphasized than in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. God's word is no magic wand that we wave. We must meet the conditions that he has declared. Then, and only then, will we see the desired results. The key to effectiveness in prayer is meeting God's conditions for answered prayer. Our topic this morning is effective and fervent prayer accomplishes much. We have examined some aspects of effectiveness. What about fervency, though? There is no doubt about the fervency of Nehemiah's prayer. It is offered with such pathos, such passion and poignancy, that it moves us deeply, and we cannot but help feeling the vibration of his soul. James says, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." As we explore the book of Nehemiah in the context of our overall theme, embracing revival, serving Christ with excellence, we're going to see that prayer, effective and fervent prayer, was a hallmark of Nehemiah's life. He prayed about everything, truly making prayer his priority. When last have you prayed like Nehemiah? Is there anything that moves your heart to cry out to God with fervency? As a Christ follower, are you touched with the prevailing conditions in our land, Jamaica, land we love, the crime and violence, the social conditions, the fact that our nation has lost its soul? Are you concerned about our world that God so loved? If you're not a Christ follower, I invite you to pray with the assurance that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Next week, we'll continue unpacking Nehemiah's prayer, as we will be looking deeper into the topic, effective and fervent prayer accomplishes much.